Karen Evans is Executive Director of the U.S. Cyber Challenge and former eGov Administrator at the Office of Management and Budget, and writing on federalnewsradio.com about why federal CIOs should pay attention to the European Commission's investigation into Android. The European Commission, Karen, loves to look at American IT companies. It's less than a decade ago that they looked at Microsoft's business practices in Europe. Why are they paying attention to Android now, and why should this be on a federal CIO's radar screen? Thanks for your time today.
Well, thanks for having me on. And actually, you know, I think that the reason why they're looking at it is because I'm going to really try to talk about a couple of the themes in this article, which is really about the transparency and then the contracts, right, and procurement. So we've talked about this before. Everything comes back to procurement. And so you really want to make sure that you're really considering what kind of technologies you're bringing into the enterprise and the effects of what's happening from a global perspective. So in the case of the federal government, they have a lot of services that they offer overseas and things like this. And when you're looking at your enterprise, that's why this investigation or looking at into these devices, it makes a difference about how you're going to do certain things, especially, say, if you're the State Department and your embassies and things like that across seas. So you have to really take a look at how are you doing this, you know, what is going to be the effect, not just of this or here in the United States or whatever, and then what's the effect on the procurement and how you go forward with managing that within your enterprise.
You write, vendor practices are particularly important for federal CIOs while procuring goods and services, in particular as it relates to bring-your-own-device policies. Now, we've seen BYOD roll out a lot more slowly than I think people anticipated at agencies across government. That's a separate issue. When we think about the number of Android devices that we see and Google-powered devices, I imagine if the EC is looking at Google, they won't just stick with Android. They'll probably also look at Chrome. So anybody that's operating a Chromebook, there'll be a consideration there as well. And then, of course, all of the apps that Google hosts on all of their operating systems. Why is there an implication there, though, that could potentially cause somebody to do something that they don't want to do or to have to change horses in the middle of the stream or any of that?
Well, a lot of this is really related to the data, right? So all of these devices, if you bring your own device and say, you know, it's an Android device, and now you have both your personal and your work data on here. So, you know, I go on to talk about these are data gathering tools, and they, you know, they're collecting volumes of information about your users and the use of what that user is doing with the data. So it's always about, to me, it's always about the data, like what is happening with the data. And that's why I really hit hard on this transparency, because we have a tendency, and I'm using we generically here, to focus on the devices or, you know, the hardware, maybe the software. But what CIOs really need to focus on is the data and the use of the data and what is happening to the user's data, both the citizen's data as well as the employee's data within the department or the agency. And so they really have to manage that data, whether they're going out into the cloud, how do you ensure in your terms and conditions that the data is the government's data and that the vendor is meeting the government's data requirements. Just like, you know, we could switch this could be end up becoming a cybersecurity issue, right? Because we're sitting here and we're talking about, okay, I'm going to use a device, I have to be able to secure it, now I'm looking at the data, and there's all risks associated with this. And so that's why you want to have the transparency in this, and you want to make sure that you write this into your contracts and that you have a methodology in a way that can enforce the terms and conditions of the contract. That's why I always like talking about the FedRAMP program, because I think the FedRAMP program has the promise to be able to have the mechanism that would allow for you, once you are deployed in an operational environment, to be able to ensure that those risk requirements, that those control settings, that your data requirements are actually being managed the way that you need to, and that they can have this independent verification that environment is the way that it is, and that's the transparency issue that I'm talking about here.
Karen Evans of the U.S. Cyber Challenge, the former administrator of the Office of E-Government and IT at the Office of Management and Budget, writing on federalnewsradio.com under the title, Federal CIOs Should Pay Attention to the European Commission's Investigation into Android. And you write in this piece, agencies should be more explicit in their contracts concerning data mining practices and data use outside the stated intended purpose. You alluded to that a moment ago. You write, this is the responsibility not only of the federal CIOs, but of vendors as well. What's the breakdown in those responsibilities as far as what responsibilities fall to whom, Karen?
Well, I think that vendors ought to be really clear what they're doing with the data if you're not clear with the data, right? And so there are business models where you do things where you monetize the data. I mean, that is the way of the world, right? If you sign up to use free stuff, what you're also signing up, so like when I go to the grocery store, I have the frequent shopper thing. So what I'm giving up as a result of that is my buying habits, right? But I consciously do that because I want to get 10 cents off a gallon of gas. That's exactly why I'm doing it. So I'm consciously giving up data. So I know that they're learning about it. And then what they end up doing is they market to me by giving me coupons because I use coupons. This is the same thing. I mean, the vendors that we partner with, and if they're using data that they're gathering and we're not explicit that you cannot use the data for that purpose, then they need to be transparent about, this is what we're doing, this is how we're hosting the data, this is how we're taking care of the data. They need, at a minimum, to be transparent to the CIOs because the CIOs have to manage the risk associated with what they're doing with the data. If they don't have the right controls in place, if they do different things with their private sector clients versus the public sector clients, this is all in the cloud arena, CIOs have to be aware of that because they have to construct a data program that meets federal government requirements. They have record retention issues, right? They have FOIA issues. They have Privacy Act issues. And federal government has to be able to meet all of those requirements while they're operating in these environments.
You write, it's the federal CIO's job to ensure the procurement process protects agencies from entering into agreements that jeopardize both internal and public data. I agree with that statement, obviously. I wonder how many CIOs really believe they can influence the process in that way right now, given how difficult it's been for them to gain that advisory and executive role at an agency at the expense of just being the IT person.
Well, I'm going to tell you, with the FITARA passing, right, and their enhanced roles, they better be able to do this. Because this is really what they're really moving into. Okay, this is how we have to manage the data. This is how I have to look at procurements. They have the authority. They've always had the authority where they could stop a procurement if they wanted to, right? They could. You're arguing that, maybe the powers to be and all this other stuff like that didn't let them. Well, they're backed up by legislation now. They have a certain amount of budget authority. They're all baselining what their authorities are. They will be held accountable for these types of things, and so they're going to have to know how to do this. And so the way to do this, especially if you're looking at terms and conditions with your contractors, right, one of the ways to really do this is partner with the inspector generals as well, because the inspector generals, the way that FISMA is set up, they are supposed to be looking at government contractors and what government contractors do, because government contractors are supposed to meet government rules. And so what way do you actually do that is through the contract and through the terms and conditions of the contract. So the inspector generals can actually be a help to CIOs by going out and auditing these contracts that are in place on major procurements.
If we think of Android or any other operating system as a way to frame and manipulate and present data, as you suggested earlier in our conversation, would it be reasonable for us to assume that, I'm not sure how much we really care about the European Commission at this point, but is it reasonable to think that if someone will scrutinize Android to this point, that it will also scrutinize Windows and Microsoft and scrutinize iOS and the Apple operating system and the Apple company and anybody else who may come down the road in the future that presents a new way to shape and manipulate and present data.
Right. And so, and I think that that's why CIOs really need to stay on top of this, because then they can see what the policy officials are thinking, right? Not just in the EU, like what we're talking about, but anywhere here in the United States, because you're seeing this now with the sharing economy, right? So you've got the sharing economy coming up. Well, that's a great, that could be a great model, but that's also going to break a lot of existing models. And so that's going to have policy implications. So as new technologies and new ideas come up, a CIO has to be prepared and figure out, like, okay, how does that affect me? What kind of risk does that introduce? Then you have to have the transparency, because you want to be able to adopt the new technologies. I think that's some of the issues that you're seeing right now between where we are with legacy systems, where the administration wants to go with digital services, why they're talking to Silicon Valley. You know, you're seeing some of this stuff between East Coast, West Coast stuff, but it's really about how do we break some of the old ways, the traditional ways of doing technology, and integrating the newer ways of thinking about it. And oh, by the way, now you have all these policy and data issues associated with it.